Reformed Church.
Let me just read you Psalm 103. I was just reading this before, but Psalm 103, verse 1. I'll just start reading. It says, this is the, let's see, King James Version. I'll get that up. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Man, that is just, even just that verse, even before we even read the benefits that he names. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessing the Lord, obviously, is just speaking well of the Lord. And forget not all his benefits. And man, it is so important to be just immersed in the benefits of the Lord all the time. You know, by default, here's the problem, right? Is by default, if you're not immersing yourself in the benefits of the Lord, by default, you're looking at all the things of this world, right? Your eyes are just looking at these things, or your senses are sensing the things of this world. So you're taking this information in by default. So this is why you have to constantly have your mind washed and rinsed, and this is why, you know, we encourage coming to church. We encourage, you know, you spending time with the Lord on your own. But even when you're spending time with the Lord on your own, whether that's in prayer or thanking the Lord or listening to a message or just immersing yourself in the benefits of God, because again, you're looking at all the things of this world all the time. And what's going to happen? If you're just taking in information from this world, by default, you're just going to be consumed with things that you're not a part of anymore. And so this is why, you know, you need the constant washing of the feet, the way we talked about in the Wash My Feet series that I just taught recently. You need that constant cleansing and renewal of your mind. And especially, sometimes maybe you even need a kind of a double dose of it where you just, like, you're immersing yourself even more because it's so important. The benefits are real. I mean, he goes into the benefits and just says, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, and redeems your life from destruction. He's crown you with loving kindness. That's talking about manifestation. Crowning you is you can check our glossary for that. But he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He names these benefits here, but these are things that he's just thanking God for because he's like, you know, I just don't want to forget these things. And again, this is an all the time thing, but especially at certain times, if you just need to immerse your head even more, then just do that even more because there's just too many good things about what we have in Christ and where we're from. And you know, I was just thinking recently, I was thinking of it for a particular reason, but you know, like the country where we're from, the Bible describes the country where we're from in Revelation 21 as a place where it says nobody cries, there's no sorrow, there's no death, there's no hurt, there's no pain. Like that, these are the things that he describes as the former things. And we've been through this before. Pastor Zay has taught this in the past, and I've taught this in the past about, you know, how the Bible describes those things as being the former things in Revelation 21. And sometimes when we read in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, where it says that we're new creations and old things have passed away and we don't know what those old things are, a lot of Christians don't know what that is. A lot of people just think that if, you know, being a new creation just means, you know, I live differently now than I used to. And the old things, even that it sort of says there, it doesn't name them in particular. And because of that, we don't a lot of times know what that is. But he names the former things in Revelation 21, and those are just some of them. He just lists a few of them. But those are things that, when you look at 2 Corinthians 5, they're already former things for us. They're already old things for us. We have all these new things on the inside of us, all the opposite of what you see in the world, and all the opposite of what you see in Revelation 21. You know, we have that country living on the inside of us right now. The old things have already passed away for us. The new things have already come. And yet your eyeballs looking at old things all the time is not, you're not going to have a truthful perspective in your mind. You can't just go on looking at the world and intaking all this information and expect that somehow your mind is going to be just reveling in the benefits of Jesus. That's not how it works. God, this is also why God wants us to give thanks to him. You know, sometimes even Christians don't understand the need for saying thank you to God and naming the things that that he's done for you. And I think a lot of times, even in praise and worship, you know, during praise and worship or just giving thanks to God in general, people do it as like they're doing something for God. But we even just read in Psalm 103, and again, I did a series a while ago called The Purpose of Prayer, and this is what I talk about in it, one of the things. But In verse 2, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." What you actually see in that series is that, you know, even thanking God, when we thank God, he just wants us to thank him, not because he's fishing for a compliment or for a thank you. He wants us to thank him and name the things that we are thankful for to him so that we're not forgetting those benefits. It's an awesome thing. God just wants us to immerse ourselves in this stuff for our benefit. It's the things he's done for us that he doesn't want us to forget. That's why we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord so that we don't forget. We thank God so that we don't forget. Romans 1 and 2 talk about how, when we thank God and we glorify God, it's so that we retain the knowledge of God. God just doesn't want us to forget these things. And again, by default, you're looking at all this stuff, but this is why you need to immerse yourself in the Word of God, because there's so many good things and so many benefits that we have in Christ that did just go completely overlooked. And then you end up acting and reacting like the world then. How are you not going to act and react like the world if you're just seeing everything the world is seeing? That's why we act and react things and feel things the way the world feels them, is just because we're seeing what the world sees. If you see what the world sees and think what the world thinks, you will act and react and feel exactly like the world, even though you've got all these benefits. You carry them around with you all the time. Again, listen, we're our country, and the country we're actually from, and not just from like, you know, one day we'll go there. I mean from like you're born of it. You're born into the likeness of this new country where people don't cry in our country. People are worried in our country. People, again, you can read Revelation 21 to learn about the former things that will pass away fully for creation in the day to come in full and have already passed away for us in 2 Corinthians 5. You can read about those things. And having these benefits and having these redemptions and this forgiveness and stuff, you can go on just by default kind of just seeing and intaking all this information of the world. But like I said, then you're gonna feel like the world even though you're of a different country where, again, the way the Bible describes our country than where we're from is completely opposite to this world. Let's take just 1 second. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord, for everything you've done. We take the time right now, Lord, to say thank you. We just want to say thank you, Lord, and practice what we were just talking about here. We just say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for redeeming us from this world. Thank you so much, Jesus, for being our Savior, that we have someone that has saved us from everything, Lord. Thank you that we have a Savior. This world doesn't realize that they have a Savior. They haven't received you, Lord, but I thank you that we've realized that we have a Savior. For anything, Lord, I thank you that we know that you've saved us from these things. So we thank you so much, Father, for having really saved us. Lord, these things aren't a fantasy. These things are real. These are real things, Lord, that you really came and walked this real earth in real flesh and died on a real cross, a death that was not yours, to redeem us from all the things that came from Adam. Thank you so much, Jesus, for being our second Adam, for finishing everything that Adam started, the things that we were born into through that first Adam. I thank you, Father, that we've been born again. We've been born again of heaven. We've been born again of a new planet, a literal new planet. These are not symbolic words. These are real things. We are really born of a different planet, Lord, a new earth, in which righteousness dwells, in which everything is just right. Everything is exactly the way that you want it to be, Lord. A planet in which your will, which is done in heaven, is also done on that earth, and that's the earth that we are from. That's what we have on the inside of us, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for giving birth to us again, that we're new people, Lord. And Father, I thank you for the wisdom you've also put on the inside of us to assure us that we are children of God, to assure us and bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God, which means we are like you now. We are born of you now. We're not of this world. That we were born of Adam, and now we've been born again, Lord, into a new likeness of a new country by your spirit. So thank you so much for that, Lord, but thank you also for the wisdom that is given to us so that we can revel in these benefits. There is no excuse. There is no excuse whatsoever to not be reveling in the benefits of Jesus. There is no excuse for that, Lord. it's just carnal mindedness and taking observation from the world rather than taking observation from who you are, Lord. There is no excuse, Lord, to not just be reveling in the benefits of what you've done, because those are real benefits that we have, and your spirit really is trying to witness to us with our spirit that we are like you now, which is what it means to be a child of God. Your spirit's trying to witness to us all the time, rejoicing on the inside of us and saying that you're like me now. You're like me now. You're like me now. That's what it means to be a son of God or to be a child of God. I believe that's John chapter 5. And that's what your Holy Spirit is bearing witness to us with our spirit, Lord. You're just saying all the time to us, you're like God. You're like God now. You're like who I am now. Holy Spirit, that's what you're trying to witness all the time to us, all the time. You never stop trying to witness that to our hearts. And there's various different degrees, Lord, to which we receive that or pay attention to that or get distracted with other things, Lord. But there's not an excuse for that. You're not mad at us, Lord. You just want us to remember these things so that we can remember our benefits and we don't forget ourselves, Lord. So thank you so much. We just revel, Lord, in your goodness and your glory. Thank you for the perfection that you've given us, Lord, that there is nothing imperfect about us. And who can say that, Lord? Who can say that there's nothing imperfect about me except your children, Lord? Nobody can say that in this world. Nobody can say that in this world, that there's nothing wrong with them. But we can say that, Lord. There's nothing wrong with us now, which again comes back. And Lord, when we say that, we're not making this up. This is what your spirit's trying to witness to us. You are like me. He bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, that we're not going to be children of God. That doesn't just mean a relationship with God. Being a child of God means that we are like God now. And thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for always trying to remind us of that. Sometimes, Lord, we're so focused on this world that it comes out even when we think we're talking about the gospel. It just starts coming out in negativity and things of this world and things that are not of our country. When we pray to you sometimes, Lord, that's all we can talk about. We can just talk about the negativity of this world and asking you for something or to do something. And even if it's not that far, Lord, just praying about negativity or rebuking something, Lord. And we talk about the world so much with you, Lord, that we don't even talk about your benefits. We need to be blessing you, Lord. We need to be speaking well of you, not just speaking ill of this world. Praising God is not just speaking ill of this world and talking about how bad it is and how... Even if you're just adding and Jesus redeemed me from it all at the end, it's not sufficient. We need to bless the Lord and thanking you so much, Father, for everything you've done. Lord, we've got it so good. If we feel anything but fortunate and privileged, then we're not blessing you, Lord. We're not blessing you. We're not blessing you. If we feel anything less than privileged, Lord, and on top of this world and just all enjoying all the wonders, Lord, of what you put on the inside of us, Lord, then we're not blessing you. We just thank you so much, Lord, for giving us everything you've given us. They're real things. When they become real in our mind, Lord, sure, they'll manifest. But we're not thanking you, Lord, because they're going to happen. We're thanking you because they have happened, and we really have them. We really, really have them, Lord. And you do crown us with this loving kindness. So we thank you for that privilege too, Lord. We don't just have faith, because faith is just seeing the unseen. We don't just see the unseen. We don't only see what we have on the inside of us, Lord. We also have hope, which is another kind of belief, Lord. We have the assurance that you will crown us with these things. Who has that assurance, Lord, besides us? Nobody in this world has that assurance, which is called hope. The belief, not that you'll get something, but the belief that you'll manifest something. We thank you so much, Lord, for the faith to see what we already have and rejoice in it. We thank you for the hope, Lord, the assurance and the confidence that as we believe these things manifest, they do manifest from us, Lord, which makes every problem temporary at best, Lord. It's fleeting because we have that hope. Without that hope, Lord, problems wouldn't be so fleeting. But we do have the assurance that when we believe, we will see the glory of God. That's either true or you're a liar, Lord. But I thank you so much, Father. It's impossible for you to lie. Thank you so much for that, Lord. We thank you, Father, for faith to see the unseen, the things we already have right here in this room with us right now. It's real. We have a real country in which nobody cries right now in this room right now. We have that real country present with us right now. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. In which everybody's just carefree and free to rejoice and be silly and have fun, and everything is just awesome, and there's no worry about anything, Lord, because there's no problems from our planet, Lord. There's no issues with anything, Lord. And therefore there's nothing to worry about. Because that's the problem-free planet that we're from, Lord. That we've already been made first fruits of that creation, of that new creation. New creation is a word that will describe the earth soon, but new creation is a word that we're not waiting for ourselves. I thank you so much. We're the first of your new creation. James says that we're the first fruits. James 1 says that we're the first fruits of God's creation. What does that mean? That the earth will become a new creation soon, and it describes that in Revelation 21, but we've already have those things. So thank you, Lord, for that, for the sight to see that, and for the expectation, Lord, and the assurance that any problem can only be temporary at best. Otherwise, we don't have hope. So thank you so much, Father, for the hope and expectation that we also have. That's a privilege to be able to enjoy. That's what Psalm 103 just said. It was a benefit that he was blessing you for, that not only do you redeem our life from destruction, but you also crown us. That means manifest through us, upon us, your loving kindness. Father, I thank you. We take every advantage, Lord, to just soak our head in that. Just soaking, and marinating our head in all your benefits, Lord. Get our head just washed, Lord. Just a thorough washing in our minds with all your benefits, Lord. And stirring all of that stuff up in our mind. And I thank you so much, Lord, that then we really start to realize everything that we have in you. So thank you so much, Jesus, for that. We love you. We praise you, Lord. And again, we praise you so that we do not forget any of your benefits. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.